Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So that was nice. You got a well-meaning man with a terrific memory. And that's, I guess that's a Joe Biden reference.
They were, okay. They were not talking about you, Mike.
Exactly. No. Good, terrific memory. No, I have a very short memory because I'm an elected official. So you have to have a very short memory. Sheriff Lewis is hanging out with us. You have to have a short memory if you're elected these days, don't you, Sheriff?
Absolutely.
Man, because you will remember what people called you at that last meeting.
Some thick skin.
It kind of works that way. This is a great time to be elected because you find out exactly what people think about you. You know that whole time where they used to have decorum and we wouldn't say that in a public meeting? Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
Wow.
No, now people just show up and throw the big rocks at you straight at your face.
Wow.
Nobody talks behind your back anymore. They do it straight out in the public meeting. They're like, hey, you work for me. I'm like, yeah, well, there
is
you
it
go.
Refreshing? Or, I mean, big rocks can't be that great, but.
You know, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
But no, it's not refreshing.
All right.
No.
Okay.
No. Is it refreshing, Sheriff?
No.
I miss the old days where they talk behind your back. It made our meeting so much shorter.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Sheriff Lewis drove all the way downtown, so Sue was nice enough to invite the sheriff to hang around. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
All right. Who's going to talk about it? I know Ethan and Fred watched the World Series. Did you, Mike?
You know, is baseball still going on?
Okay, that's what I thought. Sheriff Lewis?
I did not.
See? All right, you two are into it. See? I knew it would be a split room.
You had New York and L.A. In other words, who cares?
Whoa.
Can they both lose be the question that I have.
Now, I don't disagree with that part.
Yes, okay.
I don't disagree with that part, but Fred and I had a good conversation on Friday with Ryan Recker, who was guest hosting because Mark was gone.
And I was out of town.
And it was pretty productive, I thought. Fred and I kind of leaned on the side of, these are the two, outside of the Cardinals, you can mix in there, are two of the most historic franchises, not just in baseball, but in sports. They are the two best teams in baseball by far. There's plenty of star power. We're like, this is going to be a great World Series.
It lived up to it. Game one was amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
a walk-off grand slam, right?
Yeah. And I'm favoring the Yankees because I have a son that lives in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So I like to see that happen. But it was such a good game. Even though the Dodgers won, it was just, you know, amazing to see something that hadn't happened in like 36 years.
First time in World Series history.
Yeah, since the walk-off home run by, who was it, the Dodgers?
Yeah, I don't care.
Kirk Gibson.
I do think it's ironic that Fred said, I'm pulling for the Yankees because I have a son that lives in Brooklyn, and it's the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Well, yeah,
so that
that's
kind of
true.
There is a role right. So sorry,
special.
Sue, we digress. Your point was?
Well, first of all, Fred has new glasses. Have you noticed these?
And they look very
that's
stylish.
My point.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Was that not the first thing that I said?
Ethan was the first one here to even notice.
Well, it's very nice.
But Fred, you were second.
Thank you. But you can't see out of them. That's what he told me.
Yeah, I know. I saw better with the other glasses.
Is that the point?
Yeah.
You're adjusting. Exactly.
Well, no, I have to get them adjusted. I've adjusted and realized they're not really working for me.
Yeah. See, I think that would be awful. So he's going back, but I digress. Ohtani hurt his shoulder. What happened? Is he out?
It was a slide into second base.
Yeah.
He is not out.
Okay.
It was a partial separation. And as of this morning, I think the Dodger manager says if all goes well, he should be playing.
Yeah, he's going to play tonight.
Okay, so it'll bring us back up to star power again.
Yeah, it was a sigh of relief because it would, and I will say this, I would have been much less inclined
Thank
to watch
you.
If he was
yes.
not in it.
Yes. Okay, on this day in history, 138 years ago, that's in 1886.
Wow.
The Statue of Liberty was unveiled. And do you know the president who did it? Nobody remembers this. It was President Grover Cleveland who formally dedicated the 225-ton, 152-foot-tall gift from the people of France into New York Harbor. So happy birthday to the Statue of Liberty.
Nice.
Isn't that cool?
I finally got the chance to see it last year.
What'd you think? Did you walk the stairs and all the deal?
I only went halfway up. I didn't go all the way. I don't think they let you go all the way up anymore.
They switched it.
It was cool because when you get in there, they've got the like a glass ceiling area where you can look up and see all the stuff inside
how
it's put together. So it gives you a nice appreciation.
I also saw it for the first time last summer, but I saw it from a ferry. Like we drove
the Staten Island ferry
right up to it, but we didn't go into it. But oh man, it's amazing.
It
so
freaks
cool.
you out. That, it is so cool. Fred, did you go last time you were in New York?
It was great.
Sheriff, you been?
I've been. I've seen, not actually to the statue, but I've seen it across the harbor.
See, that's pretty cool. That's all you need. Although when you get up close and you see a giant foot, ooh.
This is big. That's
She's
a big
stepping
foot.
On you.
Yes. And then maybe that's from the movies that did that. What was it? It was a Ghostbusters. And on this day in history, in our own lovely town, in 1965, that's 59 years ago, the arch was completed.
Yes.
And we've all seen that video. You know, if you have not gone to the arch and watched the video where they show you the story of the arch, and yet they show you the video of the last piece going in, I love it. That's one of the best movies. I see it every time I go. I love it so much.
I'm so old. I was there.
You were that friend.
I was there. My mom took me because I guess she was a room mother, and everybody took their classes down there.
Okay.
I was five. What year was it?
1965.
I was five.
Fred. Yeah.
I thought the arch was finished in 66 for some reason.
Mm-mm. It was completed, but
Stadium.
That was probably Bush Stadium.
Stadium.
Right.
Were you called Freddy, and what were you wearing, like a little outfit?
A little sailor boy outfit?
I was called Little Freddy.
See,
because my dad was Big Fred. So
oh
so
my
I was
gosh.
Little Freddy. I don't know. I don't know what I wore. Probably khakis and a button down.
We hadn't met Joyce
just like
yet.
I wear now.
So your mother was buying your shirts.
Okay.
That's fair. Okay, the home where Matthew Perry passed away sold for $8.55 million really recently. And today is the first anniversary of his death. I can't believe it's been a year.
Wow.
Doesn't that seem
that was fast?
Yeah.
I have a question, Sue.
Yeah.
From a realtor.
A realtor.
Realtor.
No extra
sorry.
A.
Sorry, I shouldn't have.
From someone who sells real estate point of view.
That's right.
Yes.
You know, he died there, right? In the
hot tub.
Hot tub.
Does that affect the sale of a home?
Well, it's not really. There's no question on the seller's disclosure. Now, of course, I don't know about California, but in Missouri, there's no specific question that says, did someone pass away in this house? And, of course, this one is so well known that we all know it was in the hot tub outside. So she probably knew. But it was an off-the-market deal.
My guess is the person who bought it, probably one of the selling points was that he died.
Well,
I could see that.
It's a movie producer who bought it, Anita Verma Lalian.
Then, of course, it's a selling point.
Yeah, totally. So, that's a good bet. The house is 3,500 square feet, 4 bedrooms, $8.55 million.
Wow.
There was a pretty...
That's almost what a house cost in St. Charles now.
Is it? Just because you guys are there?
No, just because that's kind of how it's going these days. And new homes are even more.
Remember that story we had a couple days ago about that new FTC rule? It's the story about how they want to make it easier, sorry crowd, to cancel stuff that you have that like streaming services or that gym membership you have. They wanted to make it easier for that to be canceled.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, a cable lobby group, it's Internet TV Association and the Interactive Advertising Group, the NCTA, they are suing to block Click to Cancel.
Why?
Because they say, this rule is arbitrary. It's capricious. It's an abuse of discretion within the meaning of the... They don't want it to be so easy.
So, I want you to have to pay that year out before you get out of this.
You know, there are people who... just auto-pay things and never notice again that they are streaming and paying for stuff that they're never using.
Mark Reardon.
Mark Reardon. And even when it's like even in the back of his head, he knows he's doing it when we bring these things up. But people rarely go on. So they just want you to be able to go on, click to cancel. But now they're suing to block it. So we'll see if that works out.
It always is too hard to do.
It
because
is.
Like the first thing they ask is, well, what is your password? And it's like, well, I don't remember.
I don't know my password.
I have to reset it. And it's just not worth it.
Well, and when I changed from Spectrum to i3, my email was that charter.net email.
Yeah.
And as soon as you cancel, that email's gone.
Yeah, that happened to me.
And you can't get to it anymore. And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, you know, bad on me for not doing my research and knowing that. But you had all those things of, hey, recovery, right? So enter in your email. They'll send you this word.
And now you can't do it.
I can't do it because I don't have that password anymore.
Like
I don't have that email anymore.
The same thing happened to me. It's horrible.
It is. You realize then how much you rely on your email.
Yep, you really do. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Okay. KFC. Okay. Want you to fall asleep to the sound of fried chicken. Okay. They say that they have teamed up with sleep company Hatch to get high quality audio of it and posted a 20-minute clip on Spotify because there's a running joke on social media that says white noise rain sounds just like the sound of chicken being fried. So we're going to hear it and see what you think.
Have you heard the internet rumor that the sound of falling rain is actually the sound of fried chicken?
Yes.
Should we get to the bottom of that rumor?
Yeah, I've got everything set up ready to go.
Okay, let's make chicken. It sounds like rain.
It sounds like rain.
It does kind of sound like rain.
Yeah, a little bit.
It does. Sounds like rain.
I'm not sure, you know, on an app you would know the difference. Now, when they say this is frying chicken, I go, oh, yes, because I think I can hear a splash. But I don't think if I knew that, if I did not know what it was, I might go, oh, yeah, that's rain.
So you said this is on Hatch?
It's on Hatch.
I have a Hatch.
Okay.
So maybe I should try this out. Usually I have the ocean noise. That's what my wife likes. But maybe I'll give the KFC chicken this.
You'll wake up in the morning feeling greasy and hungry.
So hungry.
It All right, might be.
What's Hatch?
A Hatch is a sleep app on which you can, you know, get different sounds. Do you want the ocean? Do you want rain to help you sleep?
It's like this. I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like almost like half of a cylinder, and it's a speaker. Is what it is, but you can. It's connected to Bluetooth with an app on your phone to where you can play different noises. It can be set up to where there's also a light on it to where it like slowly it starts dim, then it gets brighter like the sun.
Oh,
like,
that's so cool! I didn't know
wake
it was
you
associated
up.
With
yeah,
that.
To wake you up. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you need a password?
Freddie, little Freddie wants
I got
to
the
know.
Free version.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, there was a list out really recently that talked about. Different stars and what kind of jobs they had before they got famous. And I always love these. So, but this particular list was early jobs of people, men who were former sexiest men alive from People, which it just is a certain part of the population. But Patrick Dempsey used to be a juggler, a unicyclist, a puppeteer, and a clown. Say what?
What?
Paul Rudd, who I love, used to be a glazer of ham at the Holiday Ham Company.
Wow.
Matthew McConaughey worked at a golf course raking sand traps and hunting armadillos, which I can see.
I'm still trying to figure out how you interview to be a glazer on a ham.
I got what
special skill do you need to have there? There you go.
All right, all right, all right. Let's kill some armadillos.
Exactly.
That is a Texas thing. I can see that. Horns down, baby.
Hugh Jackman used to be Coco the children's party clown. Denzel Washington was a garbage man. Channing Tatum, well, of course, was a stripper. We know this already. Pierce Brosnan was a fire eater.
A fire eater?
Yes, I guess
like
he would perform and like, yeah.
Okay.
And Tom Cruise was many things. A paper boy, a lawnmower, and did other odd jobs. Okay, but the weirdest one to me, besides the fact that you glazed ham, only Paul Rudd would glaze ham, Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
Thank you. Coffin polisher.
Really?
Milkman and lifeguard. Coffin polisher. Milkman.
Everybody
and
wants to look good going out.
That's right. And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact.
Make sure it's not too difficult for Fred today.
Yes, that's right. Fred, I think we can all handle this.
All right.
And I think we know that. I think I had known this, but I just hadn't thought about it in a while. Woody Harrelson's father, Charles, was a hitman.
What?
Who was convicted of killing a federal judge in Texas in 1979. He passed away in federal prison doing a life sentence.
Holy moly.
Can you even imagine? Well, perhaps the sheriff can.
No,
the
sheriff, did you know that sheriff?
What?
I did not know.
That's crazy.
Scott actually arrested him.
Right.
When he came through Cottleville. He got him there.
Oh, my God.
This is how he was going too fast in a golf cart.
That's it for Sue's News.
That's all. You know what's funny is the Patrick Dempsey that you led with, before he was McDreamy, he was the dork and...
In a movie.
Yeah, Can't Buy Me Love. I think it was it. Yep. And his whole thing was he was so dorky that he wasn't popular. And he tried to get this girl to be his girlfriend and make him popular. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, he turns into McDreamy.
Yeah.
Like, when did this happen? You were the dorky pizza guy.
Mike, what was your first job?
I sold cards and stationery door to door.
Door to door?
Door to door cards and stationery.
How did that just sound?
I wanted some money, and my dad said, go figure out a way. And I was in elementary school when I started doing that.
Okay, well, I bet that worked then. Did people like, oh, he's so cute?
Oh, yeah, you're the preacher's kid. I'll buy that from you.
Sheriff, what about you? Newspaper boy, mowed lawns.
Yep.
I did newspapers as well.
Yep.
Fred?
Good.
Freddie?
little Freddie?
I didn't get a job till like a lot later, so I think my first... I mean, I cut grass, but I was worked at a bank. I was a bank teller at
Bolton's
Bank.
That's so perfect for you.
Sue?
I was a babysitter, of course.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan?
My first official one was working as a summer worker for the city, so a lot of weed eating and lining baseball fields, and it was not fun.
That was
not fun.
My first job home went... home from college my first year. So I working for the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department. So I used to be the guy that got out there and mowed around signs and stood there on the asphalt with that stop go sign.
Oh my gosh.
That job really kind of sucks, just to be honest with you. Because during the summer, when it's 100 degrees outside,
still.
You're standing on asphalt, which makes it 120. It's like Lou Brock playing baseball in the old Busch Stadium back when they used to show that it's 120 degrees on that old AstroTurf.
It really helped
the old
heat
Busch Stadium. Yeah, exactly.
It did.
All right, that is Sue's News. Sheriff Lewis, thanks for hanging out for us.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here. Good luck with Amendment 6. Hope it goes your way.
Yeah.
We'll see how all that plays out. We will talk about some of the big sound that has been coming out these past few days. We'll play some clips for you. A couple in particular that I think you're going to find interesting. It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.